My name is Kansai Emmanuel.
And I'm Peggy Rasiga.
And the show is
The Hotspot.
Courtesy of Unity Radio. And people, we are back with more dope conversations. First, to start by apologizing about last week's episode.
Yes.
Do not worry, we've got you covered. We've got you covered with more dope conversations. All the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And today is someone's birthday.
I wonder. Nyani.
People, today it is Peggy Rasiga's birthday.
Yeah, I'm a February baby.
Yeah, to all February babies.
Yes, happy birthday.
Before we end the show, we'll be throwing it back. Mm-hmm. Tutakuwa tunakurudisha huko nyuma. Kumbuke vile ulikuwa unapasua vikombe. Na masahani za madhe akikuweka marugu. But Peggy, happy birthday.
Thank you so
much. Do receive these wishes. Many people have been sending their wishes. I will be reading them to you later in the show.
Thank you.
But Peggy, now please give us a scoop of what to expect in the show.
Well, today we'll be covering a range of topics.
Yep.
We'll be talking from hell to Valentine's, to ChatGPT, a bit to, like, we're going everywhere. Mabarabara.
Hey, everywhere.
Hey, everywhere.
And so, elections.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely elections.
Elections.
Yeah.
But before we begin all that, we'd first like to dedicate a tribute. To veteran journalist Leonard Mambo Mbotela.
He contributed a lot to the media industry.
Yes.
And we have lost someone great, by the way.
Yes,
we really have lost someone great.
And I was watching a video and yesterday about, okay, he was talking.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he'd like to be remembered through, like, tuweke kumbukumbu zake.
Yeah.
Akumbukwe kwa hiyo njia. So, he'd like us to keep a record of the things that he did.
Yeah.
So that somebody like maybe our children and our children's children can still tell the story of Leonard Mambo Mbotela. So, yes, we thank God for the time that he spent on earth and the contributions he made to the field of journalism.
Mm-hmm.
And for the courage and bravery he had during, for example, the 1987?
It's within that time.
Yes, it's in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Yes, that must have been traumatizing for him, you know, having to report a coup.
Mm.
Well,
very crazy. And he was very confident, by the way.
Yeah, because he just, like, he had to do it because he was under instruction. But,
We want to send out our tribute to the family.
Yes, we are with you,
people.
Yeah.
And to all Kenyans, let's pray for the family, remembering that it is a very great soul that we have lost.
Yes.
And he was irreplaceable.
Yes.
But regardless, we will still remember him with the deeds that he...
And I think something that he has... A question he will forever... that he coined, I think, and that will forever be asked by people, is that, Jay, who ni ungwana? Like, by the way, when you want to do something and in a car to si ungwana,
usipanye,
by the way,
wacha.
A great lesson.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think now we'd like to proceed into the
vibes.
Mm-hmm.
But people, today's episode, we are dedicating it to none other than Mbotela. Today we are doing everything in a way that he did it, with strength, with the charisma, never giving up. And remember, put that family in your prayers, people. Don't just usikae tu hapo, because he was a great, he's a legend. He'll be remembered for his contribution in the media industry. And we will live to cherish the memories some of us shared with him. So people, when we come back, we'll be talking matters, we'll now be diving deeper into some of the things that are making headlines. But right about now, let's start off with some Jesus My Local vibes. The song is Olodumare by Joel Lwaga. When we come back, we'll be getting into more details. Remember, the hashtag is Peggy and Kansai or Unity Radio 254 or the hotspot. That's where you're catching us up. I'm Aniaje Peggy.
Leave your seven.
Yep.
Hey, Baba, Olodumare, my one and only. The giver of life, Iko Tunanapa. Messi, Mama, cause who corner mimi. You never let me go. Yangu umeitanulia mbali. Even sky see your limit kwa ikivali. Hata haters wana shangilia kwa ndani. Umewawina oh. Sina kingine mimi najivunia zaidi yako Baba. Yomana niko tuli nimetulia. We unagabaya. Hata wale wana nione usuda shabaya ombaya. Watakotaje mwamba umenifunika. Uwe watataya. Cause I know that you got me where you got me. You got me where you got me, Papa. You got me where you got me. That's why I never, never, never fall. You got me where you got me. You got me where you got me, Papa. You got me where you got me. That's why I never, never, never fall down.
Iteleza baba unaniinua. Jani tupa wala ujani jutia. Kamani toba zimeja agunia. Kweni kwamba tu menirumia. Nge kulipa nini kama ungetak. Nilipe jema moja moja. Mana hata ipumzi na yohut. Hakuna dola ingetosha.
Na kingine mimi na jivunia. Saidi ya kopa. Mana niko tuli nimetulia. Weunangapa. Hata wale wana nione usuda. Shabaya ya ombaya. Watampataje mwamba umenifunika. Kure wakataya. Cause I know that you got me where you got me. You got me where you got me, Papa. You got me where you got me. That's why I never, 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 never fall in love. You got me where you got me. You got me where you got me, Papa. You got me where you got me. That's why I never, never, never fall in love. You got me where you got me. You got me where you got me, Papa. You got me where you got me. That's why I never, never, never fall in love.
My name is Kansai Emmanuel, and I'm hanging out with the birthday girl.
Yeah.
The February baby. Peggy Rasiga. And people, kuja to set mood ya Valentine's is what we are talking about right about now. And let me tell you, Love Me Series Season 2 is finally here with us. And it is going to be late. So if you don't have tickets for this event, sijui unangoja nini hadi sahi, but according to what I know, the tickets are still selling.
Yes.
You can still head there, get your tickets, and as always, the till iko pale kwa ile poster. If you don't know that after the show, maybe you can go and pay. And it's today. Mm. And it is Emirishio Gardens. That's where all the love will be happening. Kondo pale kama uko na mtu, unamchukua, mnaenta. Mna kapa mocha, mna have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Peggy, having attended last year's, maybe you can give us your story.
It was a nice event. Mm-hmm. It was well thought out. Mm-hmm. There are several artists. Mm-hmm. Like, the people who are coming together for this event are developing artists to Masai Mara University. Yes. So they are really practicing their craft.
Yeah.
While one, making money from it, mm-hmm. which is very good.
Very good, yeah.
And two, entertaining people and giving yeah. them some. Like, kupea watu event ya kwenda. So, if you can, because it's today, that's the 8th of February, 2025.
Yeah.
And starts at 5 p.m.
It's 5 p.m.
Yes. So you have time. By the time we post the show,
yeah,
you will have already
do the, it's just like come away with
it. Do the necessary and go.
And my people, singles tickets, they go at 350 bob. Love buds go for 300 bob. VIP, they go for 500. And VVIP, they go at 700 bob. You can get those tickets using the till number that I'm gonna be reading. It's 3126066. Once again, it's 3126066. Get your tickets. Fika pale Emirishio Gardens to Jibambe to one performances from the upcoming artists Hapa Masai Mara University.
Hey.
Because trust me, it's talent development this year, born.
Yeah.
Actually,
we have artists like poets like Romeo. And
yeah.
There's also a classmate of mine. His name is Michael.
He'll big be up there. To all of those people, yeah, by the way.
And so many other people,
yeah,
who are being introduced to the space,
yeah,
or who have been in the space. So go. Thank you.
Fika huko.
Yes.
Peggy is done. Fika huko, because trust you me, there's no other place you need to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Fika huko. When we come back, right, we'll be talking about conversations. Let me tell you something. If unapenda kutumia ChatGPT, I don't know if you will survive aje, but niko sure umekua ukistruggle sana. We've got something that is coming up. Don't worry. You're not delusional. ChatGPT ni ya mwati kukata. Remember the hashtag is Peggy and Kansai. We'll be back, people.
How we turn this house we live into a prison. Guess you wish you never fell in love with me. Don't know why we got to not share in the kitchen. Sometimes I wish that we didn't fall too deep. We lose sleep arguing. Worst part about it is you never went to bed without me. And now you always want to be alone. Made a side, was taking L and be the one to blame. Somehow it's my fault, no problem. In your eyes, I can see you think that we will never change. Baby, maybe we was just illusional. For a minute before you start subbing me on your IG. How is it I'm still the same but treated different? You're still the nigga that you see on my IG. Little sleep arguing. Worst part about it is you never went to bed without me. And now you always want to be alone. No one.
I was just taking out and be the one to blame. Somehow it's my fault, no problem.
Maybe we was just illusional.
here on Unity Radio 254. My name is Kansai Emmanuel.
And I'm Peggy Rasiga.
And people, let me tell you, one of the songs in the 11/11 album that took the day at the Grammy Awards 2025. The 13,000 members of that academy, mina kanga hivi chini na Julia, how do you reach there? Because where kazi tu ni kuchagua tu kina Cardi B. Umesikia goma inakubaba, unasema watu aniende nichague Cardi B. Then you're just like, there, Cardi B, you got it. Put it in the bag, because ama uno nangaji story, because we, mina kanga hivi chini na Julia. Someone like Beyonce. Okay, Beyonce, if you can hear me, you really have good music, but it's time for you to chill, girl. It's time for you to chill. You're taking everything.
She's the highest awarded artist in Grammy history. I think now she's at 35.
Yeah.
Grammy Awards.
I'm telling you, I nilikuwa naangalia story and I'm like, where?
Yeah.
If this is how we are going to go, by the way, no. Can you, please.
See, what to do, I work hard. What happened to come as a Beyonce?
Hey, very wise words from an upcoming musician.
Yeah.
From a... Usipochunga hizo Grammys zitakuponyoka tu vile unatetea tu vile unatetea Beyonce hapa.
But we also need to start, there's also been conversations on how they need to introduce new categories or differentiate between different categories, because for example, Afropop, there's Afropop, there's Kina Tyler. I'm a piano.
Yeah.
There is like the different types of African music. And then just categorizing all of them as African pop or just a general. Some African artists have been correcting that, like Tyler, when she's going to award shows and they award her, she's like, yes, but my music is not this exact
genre specifically.
Is actually I'm a piano or whatever. So I don't know. Nilisikia tutakuwa na Grammys za Africa. See, remember there was a time when our president, his excellency,
William Samoei
Ruto, was talking about some 500 million they've given for Grammys.
And then I went
down a rabbit hole. I was like, what do you mean you're going to have Grammys? Because I know in Kenya. So I went to look for it, and then they were saying that they're trying to introduce, I think, some African Grammys. Because, for example, Grammys, there's the main Grammys that we know for Kina Beyonce.
Yeah.
But there's also the Latin Grammys, like for Latina artists. Mm-hmm. Latina, Latino, and Latinx artists. So, come if they introduce the African Nini, maybe it will open more doors for African artists.
Kabisa.
And so there'll be like more categories, so everybody can be awarded in their area of specialization, instead of categorizing everyone as Afro this or Afro what. But congratulations to all the artists that won awards. For example, there's also Doechii.
Yeah, Doechii.
Doechii.
She won Best Rap Album, and I'm like,
she's the third woman in history to win Best Album after Lauryn Hill in the 1990s and Cardi B in, I don't remember.
And something nice, she's also falling under the category of blacks. In this awards, I was the
representation for people.
And I'm telling you, we were highly represented because of the likes of Kendrick Lamar, who almost took everything. If it were not, this guy took Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Rap Song, Best Rap Performance, Best Music Video. I was like, bruh, you gotta share.
And then somebody said in the comments, because you know most of them are being awarded for Not Like Us.
Yeah.
And most of us know that because of the beef between him and some rappers we shall not mention.
Yeah.
So but Munajua.
But
Munajua,
let me tell you, if Kendrick Lamar is good, he'll just state he's good.
Yes, he's regardless. Good. He's good, but he's petty. And so somebody was saying, like, pettiness means, like, this is a sign to be petty. Like, just go out there and be bad. Like,
Kendrick, if by any chance you will get a chance to listen to this, trust me, it's her birthday. She just decided, I'm going savage.
It's not like, you come back to Lisoma. They're not my own words. You come back to Lisoma, my honey. Like,
she withdraws.
No, I don't withdraw because it is not my statement.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it is not my statement. It was a comment I read. Someone was like, yeah, just be petty. It pays. Look, 5 Grammy Awards.
All right. And people, you're probably wondering, why are we talking about Beyonce winning? Her album won the Best Country Album again. Actually, the first black.
Yeah, to win Best Country album.
I was so like, what?
Yeah, and people have been talking about how country music is actually, was contributed to a lot by black people, like back in the day when it was starting. Like, for example, the main instrument unaweza sikia kwa country music na kwanga the banjo.
Yes.
So, and, yeah. Like, ni, the black Americans apparently started playing it. Or, like, to tuseme kumekuwa na some quote-unquote marginalization of black people in country music space.
Yeah.
So this just proves that if you want to do something, just
take go for it. Yeah, go for it.
And also, it was special because she has never won album of the year. Mm-hmm. And that's the only, like, last year people expected her to win, like, with all her other albums.
Yes.
Lemonade and, I don't know, the one before that. So you can clearly tell I'm not part of the beehive. But
point taken.
I don't even remember the last one, but
yeah.
So yeah, like now when Jay-Z complained, and then I think maybe the Academy took to listen because they also forgives. See, they forgive. No, they fixed their ties with the Weeknd because he was in need.
Yeah.
From there. Yeah.
So last year we did think she grabbed it.
Yeah.
But apparently, anyway, she's there. I've listened to the Cowboys Carter, and it's a good album. Mm-hmm. It has songs that are so nice, songs that are unique, songs that just show Beyonce for over all those years. Umekuwa kwa hiyo industry, you understand the music that you wanna do.
Yeah.
And I think this is, she can be, personally she encourages me. I think she has tried like every genre. Mm-hmm. She has sung with African artists, the likes of Wizkid, The Already Vibe. She has also sung R&B. She's very good at that. She has also sung, she's just sung a lot of genres, and I was like, wow, this lady has tried out everything. Mbona ukuji kuimba bongo?
I thought we should pitch that. Beyonce for bongo.
Beyonce should come to sing bongo.
And this is a Joshua Fanyata, the Afrobeat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not the one I was looking for. Afro, I think she's done Afro, is it Afrobeat? That's one for, can I sing it on air? No, I don't
sing.
No, I'm not allowed to.
But she is, you are.
I am.
You're not going to sing it?
So it's this one for, it came, guy, I don't remember the name, but guy!
Are you speaking for the Already?
Yes, Already.
Yeah, this one was with Wizkid and other artists. She has done it. She has really done it. So Beyonce, please come do a collaboration with BN. We really need to see.
See, Bongo the Diamond.
But BN, let's go for our own first.
Oh.
Diamond and Ezangoja.
Ah, yeah.
But anyway, people, still more dope conversations coming up. Remember, the hashtag is Peggy and Kansai here on Unity Radio 254 Hotspot. The Hotspot, that's the name of the show. And remember, you can always catch this dope conversations pale.
But Unity before Media. We go for the music, I'd also like to mention that Taylor Swift took for Album of the Year, and then Beyonce took for Country Album of the Year. So I think there's a difference.
No, that is for last year.
This is for last year.
Yeah, oh, she took last year.
Oh.
They summarized depending on how they appeared on Billboard.
Oh, damn. So last year was Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift was vibing at the
news.
She was dancing. I was like, that looks like a New Year auntie of mine. You should carry her to my neck. Like when Mr. Swift for now, they go to Taylor Swift.
When I'm working up, then she will do the, she will just bring the ultimate vibe out of you.
Yeah.
I think for the first time, I also did see Cardi B. Did you see Cardi B's reaction, especially when she was announcing Dolce? She was just so hyped up. She felt like sick one of your grudge comes as easy Grammys zingine this time.
Mm.
People were so like open. They knew if they did not win this. But the only person I did see having these pure emotions was Billie Eilish.
But why? Okay, now I have a beef with you people. Now, thank you. Come mention this. Your mention this. Why do you assume that somebody is crying?
She was. That, okay. She literally
but if
was.
She's, what if she's crying because she's happy for Beyonce? Well, has she told you that, hey, my day was heartbroken? Okay, first of all, you guys assume a lot. We should just give people the chance to experience this. They're already under the radar all the time. If she was crying, and if she was crying because she lost, then so be it.
She decided to be a celebrity. She has to know that eyes are on her 24/7.
No, that's a new muna Peter Mipaka. She does not owe you an explanation. You see, the thing is, parasocial relationships that we have with celebrities. Yeah. We think, you know, we know them, but they don't know us.
But it's that
but
way.
It doesn't.
It is that way.
And we should let it be that way. Like, younger to Beyonce, but you're not. Don't be entirely emotionally invested because these people don't know you.
Oh my goodness.
Listen to their music, interact with it, appreciate it.
But leave their personal lives out.
And, let these people live their lives. If Billie Eilish was crying either because of that, I can't say I know why she was crying.
But
let's just leave it.
Let her cry.
Imagine mumuache. Akwange two stone face, you guys are not fair.
People, it is her birthday, so we just have to understand all the passion that we are receiving.
Abego wangelero kwaro Iromo dendo ya wama yo Iromo pako ya wama yo Imia viongora Yawani miya laongora Tombogi rungu nyocho lwisa Tomano kumarungu nyocho lwisa Umini ukinyo Wachilavu wema sando ya kama Uki ukara chuonyo Ni wachilavu miya mumu mudo kama Umina chibela What you love when my sando ya kama Oke ukara chwanyo Ni what you love me a yoro mudo kama
Karibisha nani ya kodong kodong Usikute vitu bila kondom kondom Kuna champagne, body pain Top top player best in the game Kelume, dance Ongeza mavitu na makudade Hakuna masanse, kuna masensi Kukatana na kukata maji Ukiali kwa kwa wanati Lazima makong king kong jabaranki
On the house, mazadi wamefika watoto wenye class Vile wanachachisha na tukilancheki vile kuna badilika Good vibration na kuna kasirika Kina mina wamewasha kingdom Samina mina wana waka waka na kibong Madoba za kodong clan wana sing along Bila thong rende wrong kwa machom tuko zong Big tune, big sound tunafinya kama sembe Mix ya dance solo hangla mulembe Mumatamu sana zinacheza kwa mastenje Tuko disco tumepull up tuko genje Yeah yeah
Oh,
That is Disco by Kodong Clan. Ni Kodong, ama ni Kodong, ama whatever. Kodong. Whatever.
Hey! Anyway, continue.
My name is Kansai Emmanuel.
And I'm Pegina Singer.
And this show is The Hot Spot. And people, let me tell you something.
Tell us.
You want me to tell you?
Tell us.
You want me to tell you?
Don't tell us then.
Okay, let me.
So you can see, go over there.
Okay. Chat GPT hii wiki imesubua watu sana. Mm. Kuna watu yani awajapumua juu ya chat GPT.
Mm.
Let me not lie. I have used ChatGPT. And sielewi, eh? Sielewi. Mbona?
Mbona nini? Mbona uelewi?
Mbona ChatGPT kiacha kufanya wanaume na wanawake huku ije wanapata tashwishi sana. But it is also helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It is also helpful. Yes. And the significant global outage, bwana, ilileta shida.
Yeah.
And it was like, it left thousands of people
worldwide
really stranded on their activities. And personally, kama weni student, ikitu iliacha kufanya, please, tell your lecturer kuwa mambo ilikata hii wiki because atakuwa anasahihisha tu ni ma-ex kwa karatasi.
No, but I think we also need to start having serious conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Of how students, like for students especially,
yeah,
how AI is not going to save you, like you're limiting your experiences by totally depending on AI. Like some people don't even think. I've been in groups where people don't even think for points. Anaenda ChatGPT anaandika swali na prompt itamletea ndo atanitumia kwa group. And I have to sit down and go down, start researching from journals and wherever. When that is what they should have done.
But they didn't do it.
Yeah, and it's embarrassing. Because you will go out there after AI and ChatGPT and me doing for you the assignment. And you will cry because you don't even understand what the hell you are doing.
Are you talking about someone that are you talking about people that you're closing in school or what?
Yes, yes. I am. But luckily I've talked to them about it, so it's not something certain mekuja kwa sengenya. They know I don't like when they just give me ChatGPT prompts. You go, research, you do research, and then you come with your references. Mugire not amujui referencing ni nini ya mko university. Shameful. Very shameful. You don't even know what citation system your university
Peggy,
uses.
What's wrong?
And your third year 3.2. Big madam, big sir. But then it's embarrassing. We should talk about it. Because at the end of the day, when you know you want to go for masters abroad.
Yeah.
How will you survive there? Those people are ruthless, like the supervisors. You say, the supervisors. They are very ruthless.
They are very ruthless.
They make you go through, like they assume you should know these things.
Yes.
Because now you're, from master's and PhD, you're adding to the body of knowledge. Like now, you have to come up with your own content.
Yeah.
For your master's and your PhD. So how will you do that? If all you know how to do is just use ChatGPT. ChatGPT, AI, all these models, they have their place. It is, they have their place, but not for everything. Surely, ataboka full stop neno na console. ChatGPT. Please, me am a ChatGPT hater. I'm a ChatGPT hater. If you use it for the wrong reasons, you can use it to help you, but you cannot wholly rely on it.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, that's my rant.
And I hope I won't require ChatGPT to announce that the Kenya Model United Nations is officially welcoming you to the annual conference on the 11th to 14th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And people, for the Masai Mara University students, we have the Kenya Model United Nations Masai Mara University chapter where you can go and register and, you know, you can pay from there. You will go with them. Imagine going as a group. You enjoy, you have fun.
Yeah.
You feel... Unafeel ukona ukeni unaskia tu poa.
Hey, unaskia international.
Yeah.
Yes, and since we also happen to be officials of that club, I think it would be good to mention that there will be a lot of activities ongoing.
Yes.
There will be Global Village where you dress up in attire, African attire or traditional attire. Na unaenda na una vibe na watu.
Yeah.
There will be companies and sponsors who have come so that they contribute to, you know, the discussions that will be happening on that day. There will be a celebration of Women's Day. It will be happening on the 8th of March, but they'll push it to the 10th, which will be the opening ceremony. So you'll get to meet, you also get to meet ambassadors, like people who actually work in international diplomacy. So I don't know why, and you'll get a goodie bag.
Oh my God. Umesikia goodie bag alafu ukose kukuja.
Ukose kuja. Because that's what you're old risk. You can come and apply. You can reach out to us through our social media pages.
Yes.
Yes.
Kenya Model United Nations Maasai. Oh, no. K-Moon.
Yes.
Maasai Mara University Chapter, that is on Instagram.
Yes.
On Facebook, you can reach out as Kenya Model United Nations Maasai Mara University.
Yes.
Or you can also contact us.
Yes.
And I'm going to read for you the number.
Yes.
0114502884. You can catch, that is the communications director's phone number.
Yeah.
Or the PGA can also give the number. You can give the number of the PGA.
Oh, yes. The PGA's number, that is the president of the General Assembly, for those who might not know.
Yes.
So it's 07-99-75-22-74. So you can reach out that number if you'd like to go for conference. Please don't miss, you meet people from other universities.
Yeah.
Akina Zitek, Akina Strathmore,
Akina
J-Quart Karen, J-Quart Ming,
Rongo, Multimedia.
Multimedia, like,
it shall be big.
Please.
It shall be so big.
Please don't miss, eh? You might grab your spouse there. So, you know, in the mood of Valentine's. Yeah, please. Usiye kubali kwa single, singular this year. You might, you would never know. And you and your spouse might travel the world afterwards.
Yep, you might travel the world. And trust you me, you don't need ChatGPT to go to the conference.
Yes.
You need your mind.
Hey, brother, we have a strict policy on ChatGPT. Hey, jaribu tu hapa kuleta tutaku mapanga le mara moja. Like that, like cut off toke uende.
People, we have said it. It's now for you to grab it and take it with you and ensure that you join us on the 11th to 14th of March, Pale UN Offices Gigiri. And trust you me, you will not regret this. You will not regret it. It shall be an experience like no other. Never seen before in this world. And you know, for the, you know, what is it called? Elections.
Yes,
elections. Maasai Mara University bwana.
Jaman.
Hatupumui. Have you ever been in a, I know, have you ever been outside? Then the air itself is so sophisticated with noise that with, and it is too noisy that you can't even breathe for yourself. So yesterday we were covering a story about police. You know, the campaigns began after ISEC shortlisted the people who are going to go forward with the process.
Yes.
Na nakuambia, mambo ilichemuka. These people moved, I remember like this coalition called CDF. They moved from gate A, they went to gate C, they went to gate D.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm choking. Nini hamchoki?
Wanatafuta votes.
Yay!
But I think something that we need to talk about, like, crucially, is how, for some reason, some people feel that we cannot be hopeful if these are to be our future leaders.
Yeah.
Like, the associations that are being made of coalitions, like, we can tell that they are geared towards a specific community or specific communities.
Mm-hmm.
And that just disheartens people from actually participating in politics.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, I think what I'd just like to advise these people who are going through with the politics, is just remember that at the end of the day your actions affect everyone.
Yeah.
And we don't want to suffer what we suffered in the last election period where we had to go home and we haven't had a student body for a whole year.
Yeah.
Like from 2024-2025.
Yeah.
Now is when we're finally, like the whole of 2024, from 2023 September.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
September. We have not had like leaders.
Yeah.
So for these people, even as we are participating, let's be peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, if you lose and you don't like it and you feel
there is something
wrong, go and consult the appropriate authorities in the appropriate manner.
Using the right channel.
Yes. Do not make us go home. We don't want to go. We want to finish our degrees and go get the bag. So please, don't do that to us.
Chunga. And people, we also join forces with the Amani and Debate Club to also ask that during this time, let us maintain peace, unity and togetherness. Because trust you me, with peace, unity, we can really go far. Mm-hmm. And those are some key values that we need to walk every day and make sure that they're in our pocket, because trust me, if we go back to day things well last time, tutaumia.
Sana.
Tutaumia sana. So, tutaumia.
Yes. I'd also like to talk about some training concerning graduates, that is. Yes. So, you know how people usually complain at it. Oh, hatuna. We were never taught this. We were never done for this.
Yeah.
Now, we can't complain because the careers office is having a forum for us as pre-graduates on the 13th of February.
Mm-hmm.
And they're inviting very amazing people
trust
to
you me.
Speak on this day. So I don't know why we would miss it. Then
ukae tu kwa nyumba, hauna kazi.
Kauna kazi.
Hauna lesson.
Hata UCV na faida yake. Na ume relax tu. Ume relax. Na the Office of Careers ime offer kukutrain on several matters. So they'll be talking about job readiness.
Yeah.
So please mark your calendars for the 13th of February.
And make sure you
show up. And look out for the posters.
Yeah, look out for the posters, because trust you me, last year before we went home, Boom for Business came. We discussed a lot of things.
Yes.
And trust you me, it was very helpful, because personally we did learn a lot of things, how we can also stand out in the job market. A lot of things in store for you. And trust me, job readiness for the pre-graduates. Unakaa nyumbani ukifanya nini?
Nini?
Unakaa ukifanya nini? Come get more insights about personal branding, for professional excellence, meta skills for career growth in the 21st century. Wewe. If unatusikia, just make sure on that day. And to make wamekupatia time frame from 10 a.m. to 11 to 1 p.m. That is some very few hours for you to spare. Come get some insights about how you can get scoops of employment in Kenya, how you can also navigate through the 21st century. Because trust you me, utamaliza huko inje, utapata kazi, alafu utaanza kusema tukukuambia. And we have told you. So mark your calendars. 13th February, time is 10 a.m., MH01, that's the place you need to be.
Yes.
The way we move, skin on the skin, no separation, need no conversation, nah, 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 on everything, it's automatic going several to a high, nah. And the wheels will fall off. Time is ticking, it's taking you too long. Right before I decide to go. And like you heard me, only serve it up if you deserve me. Yeah. Pull up and hurt me, push us down. And like you heard me, only serve it up if you deserve me. Yeah. Pull up and hurt me, push us down. Yes, me up, give me motivation. So tell me where we come, pick a destination.
Unity Radio 254, Push to Start is the name of the song. And I'm telling you, the challenge kwa hiyo ngoma uko TikTok, uko Instagram, uko kila pahali.
Yeah.
You need to get yourself doing it. Sika sisi wenye miguu ziliamua. Zitaki jokes.
My name is by the zetu ngi sticks.
My name is Kasai Emmanuel.
And I'm Peggy Rasiga.
And trust you, me.
Trust you, him.
The 21st century, wewe. Usipojichunga uko inje, mambo itakuraba. We have already told you about the careers office arrangements, the ones they are preparing for you. Sasa ni wewe tu ujitokeze.
Yeah.
Useme nataka kufunzwa.
Yeah.
Na ukifunzwa unafunzika.
Yes.
Na uleti stress kwa kazi.
Sasa jiwe story ya careers. Tulikuwa tunasoma mali na weka nisai. This story of how graduates are being fired from their places of employment after a few months.
Mimi story, you know, I was like, Gen Z are the same people who wanazua hakuna employment. Then when they are given the chance, they go there and start doing their manenos.
Some of the reasons that were highlighted for firing at any lack of initiative.
Yeah.
Like they don't have drive, unprofessional behavior. unachelewa
na unataka
vibaya.
Na wewe ndio ulikuwa unataka you're busy saying there's no jobs out here. I think sometimes we also need to be accountable of some of the things we do.
Yeah.
Si kusema tu ati juu nimeona karaoke anaenda kwa barabara, wacha mimi wa boy nikimbie pia.
Yeah. Frequent listeners.
Yeah.
Disorganization. Poor communication. Hata mimi na agree.
Acha nikwambie.
Hata mimi na agree.
Wameguza.
Bibi na agree na wao. Because you see, even I pursue communication and public relations. And even in our course, there are people who still can't communicate. So I totally understand. It is a skill that you actually have to develop. That is very true.
Willingly. You forgot to add willingly. Please highlight willingly. Because me, okay, this
joke kuandika reports. Joke kuandika vitu, my guy.
At a minute. Trust you. Something very simple as minutes can really put you down.
An email. Unasign that. You tell your boss big ups. No. No. Please. Hey. When you're typing documents for the office, there are words you don't use.
Yeah, of course.
So you check on that, and then struggles with workload.
Mm-hmm.
On this one, me, I think I can dispute with this worker. What are they called? With these bosses, because I don't. Is it that? Gen Z struggling with the workload.
Yeah.
Ama, ni vile atutaki kubwebo ujinga.
Unajua by the way.
Like,
that's very true.
Like, you want, okay, yes, I'm here to work at 8 to 5.
Yeah.
But the work you're giving me
will make
me stay here until 9.
Na unataka nimalize.
I can do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Like,
is it that we are introducing kind of boundaries in the workplace?
Mm-hmm.
I understand, kabisa, sometimes
you
have to go above and beyond. That is true. Sometimes you have to sacrifice.
Yeah.
But other times, we have to adhere to the, like, I've been hired for an 8 to 5 or a 9 to 5.
Shift, yeah.
Yeah. I will not be coming here at 7.
Unataka atiaje, no.
I have a life outside of this.
And I really need to also consider that.
Yeah, I think we've also learned it from seeing how our parents have really been going hard at it. And they're not being, what is it called? Like, how are we for that extra effort?
Yeah.
So, why should we? I think that's the mentality that we go with. Why should
unataka, we want that? And I've realized that's how by the things go nowadays. You want me to, kazi ni from 7 to 5, but then you want me to increase my time. Nitoke from, sasa hiyo 7, yenye nafani malize, sindio? Then I go up to 9. Then, kuna allowance.
Akuna, akuna. Okay, we have to start talking about the balance between giving your all so that you can maybe move through the corporate ladder ranks, instead of that, creating boundaries in the workspace so that we are not exploited. By the way, that's the word. Exploitation. So that we're not exploited. Because some people ask you, you're not hardworking. I just respect my time. If you want to stay in the office, imagine you stay.
Please switch off my mic.
Yeah, because you see, the thing is, hey, to learn. Even as young as we are, we need to learn this corporate politics.
Yeah.
Just know, as well as you know how to, Borona job is all politics, is the workplace.
Yes.
In a good way. And in a way that doesn't tear down other people.
Yes.
Then you will rise through the ranks regardless. And that might also, because there are these stories of people who labda anakujanga out of the 5 days, anakuja kazi Three days. 2 days akujanga.
I have actually.
Na akienda up the ranks. Why? Because they don't have to play.
Na mimi niko hapa, I'm working. I'm giving it my all. Then you use someone, you're there, then By the way, your research seems mbaya, but we really also need to look at the employer's approach towards their employees.
Yeah.
Tusiseme tu ati wao pe hao ndo wameamua sasa ati wakue watukutu. Unaweza pata huku nje bana kuna mtu maybe si utukutu. Ni maybe employer wake ameanza kuona usinaweza kachezea tu nika But also I'm not saying that the Gen Z's you are on the right side of these things, but tafadhali let's make sure that we also just learn vitu zingine ni basics. Tusingoje kuambiwa. Tunajaibishanga huku nje.
But I also have to say that we are people with a new thinking. We move through life with a different mindset, and I appreciate that I'm part of Gen Z.
Yeah. I also
personally.
Do.
Yeah. I'm so happy. I'm so sure by the time I'm in the workplace, I can take a mental health day. Today I'm not feeling okay. See, feel poor. I was also seeing another TikTok on how in Finland, it is actually that's the top reason, people take sick leave.
Wait.
Mental health, illness. Kama uko sawa, wanasema tu, excuse me, password. Yeah. I'm going home. I've got to apply that I'm going home. Why? Mental health.
I need some time to think.
So, yeah.
Actually happens in Finland.
Yeah.
Any of these places like that, no, Kenya, ati? Boss, I'm
not Rudy. But the Kenyans are going through a lot. we are the strongest type of people. And then we cope with. Is with humor. Mm-hmm. Ni mzetu, fire. Lakini ukiangalia ndani, we are going through a lot.
We are really going through a lot. By the way, being a Kenyan, sometimes wanaona tu ni kama ni experimenting.
But let's see, tunafaa tulipwe, tax ya kwa wa Kenya. Government itulipe. Wow, watulipe for being Kenyans. Because it's not easy, man. It's not easy.
Sa igava ikulipe? Igava?
Inaeza imagine. Speaking of kulipwa, help.
People, najua kuna watu walipata help.
Yeah.
Okay, and
kuna watu wameanza kupata.
Yeah, my first year and second years.
Yes.
Ukipata pesa, tafadhali.
Tugia vizuri.
Tafadhali.
The day is coming.
Tafadhali. Tugia vizuri. Tunakuambia. Let me tell you something. Me, I personally say I'm suffering. Sina do vizuri too, but...
Yeah.
Hiyo pesa ikiingia ile kuku nimejipanga kwenda kukula. Ako ka steak, chicken wings, chicken breast, hizo. Hey, amtania.
Wewe nunue tu kuku nzima.
Peggy, I will be off. Hiyo si kujua tu ukisipostia niko hapa, ajua hiyo.
Utaweka siku flight mode na upotee.
Because I think we also need to introduce this conversation about the old funding model and the new funding model.
Yeah, they've been the court said that we should go back down to the
old
one.
Yeah.
But people are receiving the disbursements for
the new one.
Yeah, for the new one, upkeep.
Yeah.
Wanapata ya the new one for those who are in first and second year. Third and fourth are still going on with the old one.
Yeah.
So it will take some time
and
for money to get to us. But there are others who, like I know a friend of mine who, yeah, they applied, na hajai pata di wale wale.
Yeah, ata, yeah, na second year, she applied when alikuwa na join.
But I know how to apply to join. But say ya second year, ya first same haikuza.
Where?
But ya second same, no. Bad words appear to Nangoja. So, yeah, we just pray.
Nangoja.
We pray that we understand, like, how this thing works. Because every day there's a new saga we read.
Yeah.
We don't
want to. Sasa nini nendelea huku.
When you people who are aspiring to go into government.
Yeah.
Yes, help us, continuously help the populace to understand what is going
What is going on.
Because, yeah.
There's this
suggestion that had been made that all this money that goes to CDF and bazaaries and everything for education should just na pamoja na ipesa ya hell zekwe tu pamoja and then we're just given and then we study for free so that by the time we finish school we are one debt free. That gives us so much space to begin life with financial freedom. Like you don't have to, like now you have to think about higher. Let me save for my emergency fund.
Yeah,
imagine. Like, I can buy a house in the next 2 or 3 years.
Mm.
I can do this. Land.
Yeah.
Although land and those things and invest in money market funds and all those things. As I said before, and I'm saying it again, I'm an advocate for financial literacy. So if you're listening to this show and you don't even understand how money works, I want you to get on your Zoom and go and learn how money works. Thank you.
Some advice from Miss Peggy Rasiga. When we come back though, more dope conversations, don't go anywhere. The hashtag as always is Peggy and Kansai on Unity Radio
254. On vient, on prend tout comme ça, y'a pas de gâchis. Pas de semblant, full baby dans 4 matiques. Elle habite solo et ça c'est fantastique, ça c'est méchant. Y'a les baby, c'est large et c'est crazy. J'ai ton épaule, dis-moi, tell me. Si je t'ai poussé, money, pay me. Yo, Judas, précis comme le sable d'un Yakuza. Si tu marches with me, babe, c'est tout droit. La carte des plaques, disons alléluia. Da, da, da. Yo Judas, précis comme le sable d'un Yakuza. Si tu marches with me, babe, c'est tout droit. La carte des plaques, disons alléluia. Da, da, da. Baby, j'ai le talbini. Da, da, da. Vini, vini, batte me. Da, da, da. Drive it all Lamborghini. Da, da, da. J'ai une sous sa campé. Da, da, da. Family, family. Da, da, da. Full BBL, baby. Da, da, da. Family, family. Da, da, da. Sous sa campée dans la dame. J'ai des vengeances. Le cabis a brûlé contre moi. Je remercie Dieu parce qu'on a la santé. Je monte pas, baby, sinon y'aura trop de débat. Allez, trop talent. Depuis le vent de rose, il n'y a trop talent. Ce mané m'a dit je t'aime, mais c'est trop marrant. Et cette bitch m'a dit je t'aime, mais c'est trop marrant. Et c'est trop marrant. Yo, Judas. Précis comme le sable d'un Yakuza. Si tu marches with me, babe, c'est tout droit. La carte est blague, disons alléluia. Da, da, da. Yo, Judas. Précis comme le sable d'un Yakuza. Si tu marches with me, babe, c'est tout droit. La carte est blague, disons alléluia. Da, da, da. Baby, je le temps, vini. Da, da, da. Vini, vini, pas timide. Da, da, da. Drive it all Lamborghini. Da, da, da. J'ai une sous sa campé. Da, da, da. Family, family. Da, da, da. Full BBL, baby. Da, da, da. Family, family. Da, da, da. J'ai une sous sa campé. Da, da, da. Baby, j'ai le temps, vini. Da, da, da. Vini, vini, pas timide. Da, da, da. Drive it all Lamborghini. Da, da, da. J'ai une sous sa campé. Da, da, da. Family, family. Da, da, da. Full BBL, baby. Da, da, da. Family, family. Da, da, da. J'ai une sous sa campé. Da, da, da.
Welcome back to Unity Radio 254. My name is Kansai Emmanuel.
And I'm Peggy Rasiga.
And I don't know if I pronounced the name of the previous song well.
Yeah.
But I know it's for Kampe. Hey, Jodwe. Hey.
Niyo ya na niyo imbo ya na bora unaijua unatembea ya na
bora unaijua.
Thank you.
Unaijua. And people, Masai Mara University, as we told you earlier, the campaigns are still on, and for the next 3 days, I think elections is on Tuesday.
Yes.
Tutakuwa tuna witness persuasive speeches.
We
watatembea na kuambia, yani that is where you will
promises
be. Hey, but the problem now comes in when you fulfill those promises.
Yes.
And we want to send out a message of peace.
Yes.
To everyone huko ije.
Peace.
Hatutaki vita. Hatutaki nini? Vita. We want peace and unity going forward.
Na tukiona unarusha mawe wewe ati unataka kuanzisha sijui nini.
Buda, tutakukujia wewe.
Unajua siku na police post shule.
Tutakukujia na tutakutandika na tutakupeleka kwa maaskari na watakufinya ile inafaa. Peggy, take it over.
Yes. So we also wanted to discuss how there are developments here in Narok. By the way, we are based in Narok for our audience that
yes.
may not know.
Yeah.
So from the university gates, straight on, there is a path that is being constructed.
Yeah.
Wanaeka lami. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy because itakuwa inapitia kwangu. So very soon nitakuwa tunakuambia, yeah, ufuate tu hiyo lami hadi ufike kwangu. Like sitakuwa natembea kwa vumbi. Do you know?
Narok is like vumbi. If Narok was a person, tungesema its staple food is vumbi.
Yeah.
Tua?
True.
Hey.
Because una like ata ikinyesha, like let's say it rains in the morning.
Yeah.
In afternoon, kuna
ushaka vumbi. Uka, unashaka huku kwani mvua ilikuwa inapita tu.
Bone dry.
And the way it rained.
But like it's Narok kushangaza sana. But now kushakuwa na lami, they are building it now. They've started hawajanza kwa kalami, now they're digging the roads so that they prepare it for that. And I'm just so happy because we've been having strikes like watu wa pikipiki na watu wa boda na even residents of around where I live wana eka mawe kwa barabara, like wasipite hadi tujengia barabara. And finally the county government has had our cry.
Yeah.
Ni mekuja kujenga barabara.
Na so, inajenga.
So mi nitakuwa nakaa kwa lami. Unapata tu ya lami. Yeah, you guys.
Hautakuwa una struggle kufika kwa Madam Peggy Rasiga.
Uzuri sasa nilishapata nyumba huku.
Yeah. Like,
renta yezi ongezeka.
Yeah.
Watakuwa na new press. Lakini watu wanakuja later baada ya lami. Unajua renta itaongezeka lami.
Wacha nikuambie. If you want to hammer, if you want to hammer, just hammer now. Because trust you me, they will be considering a lot of things. The fact that your geographical location iko kando ya rami, wameona they have isn't your life.
Yeah.
Then you want to go there and pay later? Imagine that's not how it works.
Which reminds me, this story happened a few weeks ago, but it's still relevant, this story, rent.
Yeah.
There was a lady who was living, I think, in Red Kileleshwa with the money. And she paid a deposit of close to 200,000 shillings. And then when it was time to move out, her land, the landlord or the company that is their landlord, they refused to pay her back her deposit. Like, walikuwa namzungusha alafu anamwambia, oh, hii haiko sawa. She's like, no, this house is in perfect condition.
Na uzuri waliongelea hiyo story.
So she took them to court.
Yeah.
First of all, she took them to this small court. I think it's called Claims Court or whatever. Forgotten. Because I read this week, like this story like 3 weeks ago. So akasema like women your courts wakasema hapana si atuwezi kusaidia kachunju. So she went to a higher court.
Yeah.
Hey. See they she won the case, and now I think it is now law that your landlord is supposed to give you back your deposit.
Hauna say landlord.
Hauna. So now, for all my dear comrades are the most affected people in terms of, deposits.
Yeah, deposits. Like, especially deposits.
Ukihama, hawakupei deposit yako kiateka sijindo anabaki naye anafanya nini. Na anakwambia utafanya nini. Now, no.
Unaweza fanya.
Unaweza fanya kitu. Unaweza fanya kitu. You can take them to court.
Asikulete, by the way. It is your money.
It is your money. Go play it.
Jaribu kukuletea, by the way.
So, if you have any cases that are outstanding, in terms of the deposits, and even if they are not that outstanding, but they are in line or in tandem with the court case that I have mentioned, you can go read more about it. Please go claim your deposits from your former landlord. Please.
You cannot leave them.
Don't suffer in this economic. Say you take another person rice. Go claim your deposit. Kwanza kuna wengine wenu. Mukianza ku count pesa, zineza fukata. Landlord watata jai kurudishia deposit yako. Unangangana kufikiria what will you do. Today.
People.
Wajibika.
Bana, usingote wakuambie. You've got the right now.
Yes.
The hashtag is Peggy and Kansai. When we come back, the birthday girl is about to be wished a happy birthday.
Wow.
Tumefurahi sana kukuwa na nyinyi, and we really like hanging out with you every Saturday.
Yeah.
Unajua vile Saturday is always that day.
That day. Ya kufua nguo, kuosha nyumba, kurelax.
Kurelax.
And we thank you that you take time
yeah.
to listen to us
yeah.
on this day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And today is Peggy's birthday.
Yeah.
And it so happens, It so happens that Peggy has some very good friends out there who wanted to send out wishes to her. And trust you me, she is... Peggy, you are very great. I will send my wish after I have played for you what they wanted you to hear. Is that okay?
Yeah.
People, this is what they wanted Peggy Rasiga to hear.
Happy birthday, Pegito. From the moment Wayan took his first breath, you were there, Mama. Not just as a friend, but as family. You were the first to pray over him, the first to speak blessings into his life. And that only shows the kind of heart you have. A heart so full of love, care, and sacrifice. We've been through it all. Our wild dreams of moving in together when we were young and, well, let's just say a little too ambitious. And of course, we can't forget the endless laughs about Rhoda. Yeah. Through every joke, every late night talk, and every season of life. You've been constant. The sister I didn't have to be born with, but was blessed with anyway. Peggy, you're more than Wayan's godmother. You're his angel, his protector, his second mama. And to me, you're simply the best friend I could ever ask for. So today I celebrate you. May this year bring you as much joy, love, and laughter as you bring to everyone around you. May your dreams unfold beautifully, and may life always be kind to you. Happy 20th birthday, my beautiful, irreplaceable friend. May the Lord walk you through this new year and the very many remaining years to share sleepovers, food, of course food, and a lot more stuff. Yeah, and I love you so much.
Hi, Peggy. Happy birthday. Okay. Here's to wish you a new, amazing, blessed, peaceful, and fruitful year. And to keep doing what you keep doing, the amazing things you're doing. You're a great friend, and I look forward to spending more years knowing you and being a friend to you. Happy birthday once again.
Hey, Peggy. So, apparently, somebody is an adult sizing, yeah? Okay. Happy birthday, Mama. I just want you to know that you're the best thing that have ever happened to me, to us, I and JD and Jay. And I love you so much. I want to remind you that you are this brilliant girl, and you are a genius, by the way. You are a genius. All the time, I'm just mesmerized by your abilities. Hey, akili yako jamani. And I'm so, so happy that I'm your friend. So, Peggy, as you turn 20... Welcome to adulthood, by the way, and I just want you to know that I love you so much, and I pray to God that Mungu akujalie afya nzuri, and everything that you touch may it blossom, and every prayer that you have in your heart and in your spirit, may it come to pass. Jay is saying happy birthday. He's saying happy birthday. And I'm just praying that this year, as you turn a year old, all those manifestations, all those small goals and dreams that you had for this year, I pray to God that zifanyike na zikue. You are this one person that is so ambitious and so determined and so kind-hearted, and you just have a beautiful heart and a beautiful soul, and such people are so rare to get, Saizi. And I'm so happy to have you in my life. And I wish I just had money, like a lot of money, so we can do for you stuff, you know, take you somewhere and, you know, just treat you. But one thing I can promise is I will do that eventually. Soon enough, okay? Soon enough. Soon enough, I'm going to come and pick you outside of your house, you know, with that G-Wagon. And I'm going to take you out, okay, on your birthday. But until then, right now, the least I can do is just kill you with the happy birthday wishes and prayers. I just want you to, I know you know. I hope you know, okay? I love you so much. I love you so much. And you're such a blessing in my life. And I bless the day that you came into my life, Peggy. And yeah. Happy birthday. Now I'm going to sing for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. How old are you now? How old are you now? Happy birthday, sweet Peggy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mama. I love you so, so much. And Jay loves you a lot. And we are praying for you. And Baba Jay is said happy birthday. And I just want to wish you the very best in this year. This is your year, okay? Baby girl, this is your year. I know you have great plans for it. And I'm just here to pray for those prayers, for those wishes, for those desires, for those goals that you're going to attain, all of them, baby girl. Okay? I am here. And so is JD. And so is Jay and Wyan. And we love you so, 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 so much. Okay, baby girl. Happy birthday once again. Happy birthday. May you grow old. And old and old and old as I watch. Yes.
Hey Lily, it's Loki. You can also call me Key. I just want to wish a happy birthday to such an amazing friend. I hope your day is filled with laughter, joy, and all the things that you love the most. You deserve all the happiness in the world today and always. Can't wait to see what the future has for you. Enjoy your special day, Piggy. Once again, happy, happy birthday. All the best. Bye.
Yes, and we are back. Happy birthday, Peggy. Now I'm going to send out my wish, guys, and I wanted all of us to hear as I dedicate my wish to Peggy. Happy birthday, Peggy. And you know, you are a very good friend. Having met you, you have really taught me that life is not only about looking at your setbacks, about looking at the things that make you feel like you're not comfortable, but it's about moving on and keeping strong always. As you start your new year today, I pray that God enables you to help many, many more people, and that He also answers your prayers just the same way that you're always there when we are in terrible situations and we need your guidance. You're always there to put a smile on our faces, even though kiburi imefika uko juu. You're always there to, you know, put a smile on our faces and encourage us. You are a very encouraging figure. I am someone who looks up to you for I look up to you a lot. I really admire how you live life, how you tackle every situation, and I pray that God keeps that soul together with you forever, that you will help many people, and that also help may come your way. And God answers your prayers. He opens the doors to everything that you have, because I know you're planning on pursuing a lot of things this year, and trust you me, I know that you will make it, because I have seen you make it.
Thank you.
Guys, you can also keep sending your birthday dedications pale kwa Unity Media 254. Once the show is posted pale, if maybe you are not with us, you can go there, send your birthday wishes. Ensure that you flood those comment sections with birthday wishes for Peggy Rasiga.
Yeah. Hey, shock.
You did not see that coming.
Oh, like, nitoka tu nimalize, nilie vizuri.
Furaha ribo ribo. People, thank you so much once again. As we said, we are ending the show.
Yeah.
You'll always catch us same time, same place next week. And you can always catch our show, Pale Kwa Unity Media 254. Go there. Recap of every dope conversation that you think Uli miss and you want to repeat it again. And up Hale will always be there. And remember, as we told you again, this week, from next week, it's next week, right? On the 13th, the careers office has got you sorted. So we'll just show up and show out as always. Make sure you come, be part of the great change that is going to be happening.
Yes.
Hapa Masai Mara University. Tuseme au kuambiwa because tunasemanga.
Tunasema.
Na tumeambiwa. Mm-hmm. You know, job readiness for pre-graduates. And the highlight, as I told you, will be personal branding for professional excellence, meta skills for career growth in the 21st century. And speakers will be Istafanin, who is a value creation expert, development and private sector professional, and also founder of Money Greek Africa. Alongside that person will be Wilson Okello, tax administrator expert and professional expert. So where we? Yes. Mark your calendar, 13th February, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., venue ni MH01. You don't want to miss it. It shall be dope. It shall be like no other.
Yeah. Just before we end the show.
Yes.
I just like to say thank you to my friends. I was not expecting. I can sigh. That's why I was not expecting, like, you know, can sigh at the rest of you. But I love surprises. You guys are lucky. So, yeah, so I just like to say thank you for the wishes and to just say that I'm grateful to God for the past 19 years and the new 20th one. So, yeah, I hope it shall be a year of growth.
It shall be.
A year of great exploits. And also, just to close now, I'd just like to ask somebody out there who may be listening, have you heard of the Lord Jesus Christ? That's all. Yeah. And that has been our show.
Yeah. Peggy is emotional right now.
Yeah, nitaanza kuriaria.
But don't worry, guys. She has received the surprise. It was due to be given to you, Peggy. Do not worry.
Yes.
People, as from next week, Bwana, we will be also having a lot of... I think we shall also maybe think of bringing someone on board.
To ongelea
a lot of
things. There are people who really wanted to come on the show. And there are people who we really want to come on this.
We do. So, people, when you're seated there, recap on your life the way Peggy has just asked. No. We're going to leave you with Sauti Sol and Soweto Gospel Choir. The song is Brighter Days. We hope that you people see brighter days out there because trust you me, it is very essential, very important. My name is Kansai Emmanuel. I've been hanging out with
Peggy Rasiga, who is very emotional at the moment, and we'll be back next week in another facet.
Guys, have a great week ahead. Thank you so much for always tuning in. Adios.
Adios.
Bye.
I believe with every beat of my heart. Cause I'm certain brighter days are yet to come. Ain't no question that tomorrow there'll be good times. I believe with every beat of my heart.
I'm on a one-way train. Tenda memba nenda sangudu mape. Sazingi no wangani no. Day. Yeah. I'm living on the edge. See you in it, I should be a walk on the stage. Life in a new Sunda Kwakona.
Sunda Kwakona.
Emotionally, Niko Kwaboda. I pray for better days.
Zidi makinika zaidi. I'm holding on a little bit longer. Of love from up above, the sun is not too far away. Now I shut up, now not far. I know I will be okay. Reach for the stars with everything in my heart.